Chapter 39. There was darkness. There was pain. Nath felt hands and fingers clutching at him, pulling him deeper into the inner core of the creature. His mind ignited with a stark realization that he wasn't going into the belly of some beast, but rather of something horribly supernatural. He screamed in his mind. His surroundings suffocated him with thoughts of the fallen. Their existence was angry, miserable. Nath squeezed his eyes shut, tried to block it out. The terror tore at his mind.
There must be a way. There must be a way.
Fear squeezed him. His breath was lost. He hung suspended in a blanket of darkness, struggling fiercely against unseen bonds.
Don't fight it,
the lurker said from within.
You'll soon be one of us now.
Never!
Nath felt something beating, pulsating. A heart of some sort, pulling those who held him along for the ride until one by one they fell away. He swam through the dark muck right toward it. A green light glowed in the murk. He spiraled toward it, scratched at it. It was hard as stone, tougher than steel. Powerful magic encircled it.
The essence of all,
the lurker said all around him.
Thousands of hearts beating as one, controlled by my thoughts. Embrace it.
A vision of him being part of this monstrosity formed. His glorious mane on its hideous head. Nath pulled something out from concealment within his clothes. Dragon Claw's light cut through the darkness.
Where did that come from?
The lurker roared. More bodies that were there but not there swarmed him, grabbed onto him, restrained him. Nath sent his thoughts to them. He could sense their torment and pain.
Be free!
The essences of the beings that held him struggled with one another. Their good essence got the upper hand and released him.
No!
The lurker said. Nath struck. Dragon Claw buried itself into the heart of the monster. It shook like an earthquake.
I gave you everlasting life,
it roared.
You betrayed me.
They didn't want everlasting life. They wanted peace. Nath twisted the blade. The heart exploded. Thousands of voices cried out. Some in anger. Others in joy. The lurker spoke no more. Its inner core collapsed around him. Nath struggled to breathe, to rise, to anything. But he could move no more. His thoughts were rattled.
Where am I?
He passed out. Nath felt something on his face. It was cold, icy. His mind was foggy.
Please tell me the dragon sleep didn't hit again. Last time I lost 25 years. Now would it be 50?
He shot into an upright position and opened his eyes. Snargle was there, along with the other gnomes. He had a bucket of water in his hand.
You're dirty,
he said in gnomish.
Alive. Impossibility. But dirty.
Where's the lurker?
Where you left it. Dead. We had to fish you out of it. Now we're all dirty. Don't like it. We're not dwarfs or orcs. You got muck all over us.
Shouldn't you be glad it's dead and I'm alive?
The gnome sighed.
Now more trouble comes.